A Russian withdrawal. I'm Jennifer King with an AP News Minute. Ukraine and Western allies say there's mounting evidence that Russia is withdrawing its forces from around Kyiv. In the suburbs, AP journalists watched Ukrainian soldiers who were traveling with a column of tanks and armored vehicles use cables to drag corpses off of a street, keeping their distance out of fear they may have been booby-trapped to explode. Karen Chamas has more.
Ukraine's president has warned residents of northern Ukraine to be careful of shelling and landmines as Russian troops retreat from the area. In his late-night video address to the nation, he said the Russians were mining the whole territory. They're mining homes, mining equipment, even the bodies of people who were killed. Zelensky warned of difficult battles ahead as the Russians redeploy troops in eastern Ukraine.
A prominent Ukrainian photojournalist, Max Levin, who went missing last month in a combat zone near the capital, was found dead Friday in a village north of Kyiv, according to Ukraine's Office of the Prosecutor General. His death was under investigation and was said to have been caused by two gunshots allegedly fired by the Russian military. President Joe Biden attended a public ceremony to commission a nuclear attack submarine, the USS Delaware, in Wilmington on Saturday, saying it would enhance national security.
Part of a long tradition of serving our nation proudly and strengthening our nation's security, security of the United States of America. Not just us, but our allies and partners around the world as well.
The latest Navy ship to carry the Delaware name was commissioned while underwater, a first for a Navy vessel. Pope Francis is in Malta for a visit to draw attention to Europe's migration challenge. He says he was considering a possible visit to the Ukrainian capital. And without mentioning Vladimir Putin by name, delivered his most pointed denunciation yet of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. A hiker who went missing 2 weeks ago in a Los Angeles park was found dead, but his dog was found alive and by his side. Julie Walker has that story.
Authorities say 29-year-old Oscar Alejandro Hernandez's body was recovered Thursday night in a remote section of Griffith Park. His dog, King, was by his side, alive but emaciated. The pair were reported missing on March 16th. The coroner will determine the cause of death.
With an AP News Minute, I'm Jennifer King.